Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. What I'm doing this week and probably next week is focusing on the key verse. This is the verse really that is the foundation for this program, and that is Joshua 1:8. It's a wonderful promise. Keep this book of the law on your lips always. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So the promise is that you can be prosperous and successful in life. And that's what we should want more than anything. I mean, no one wants to be a failure. We might define success in different ways, and so I'm going to talk about that as we move forward. But we all want our life to be a success. We all want to be prosperous. So this is the promise the Bible gives us, and the Bible tells us how. How do we get that? Well, we study the Bible, we meditate on it, we carefully apply it to our life, we follow everything written in it carefully. And what I covered yesterday is that that means it's not just take parts of the Bible that you like and change a little bit of your life, and then you can have some prosperity and success. No, this is an all or nothing deal. This is as you pursue following and living out life God's way, following God, living out life His way, soaking in His instruction, applying it to your life, that's how you have a prosperous and successful life. So the stakes are high. If this promise is true, then it is worth you doing everything you can to be following the Bible, to understand the Bible, to apply the Bible to your life, and you have everything to gain. It is the biggest promise you can have. But if the Bible's not true, if this promise is not true, then as you follow the Bible, to the degree that you follow the Bible, it may be a waste. It may not lead you to being prosperous and successful. So that's why the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I want you to embrace this as a way of life, not just take some parts of the Bible and make some changes, but pursue the Bible with a passion. That's the key to being prosperous and successful. And I'm going to run through different objections over the coming days, because I think you should have some objections. Before you commit your life to following the Bible, you should say, but wait a minute, how do I know I can trust this? So the first objection that I'm dealing with is, maybe this promise in Joshua 1:8 was just given to Joshua. Joshua was a Bible hero. Maybe this is just for Bible heroes. Joshua was leading the Israelites, God's chosen people. Maybe it's for people in leadership like that. Maybe it applies to pastors. Maybe it applies to prophets. Maybe it applies to great men of God and women of God in the Old Testament. But does it really apply to my life? Is the Bible saying that I will be prosperous and successful if I carefully follow His teaching? And that's an objection that I think I can easily answer. Yes, God is making this promise to you. He's making it through the Bible. The Bible is God's word, what God is telling you. You say, well, how do you know that's true? Well, I'll deal with that later. Right now, we're just dealing with this objection. Does the Bible really teach that everyone, including you, will be prosperous and successful if you carefully obey its teaching? And the answer to that question is yes. Now, I think it's a good question. I think very often we take promises in the Bible and we say, oh, God must be promising that for me. And really, in the context, it's a promise that's just for Abraham or just for the Israelites or just for one person. And so that's a great question to ask. That shows that you're wanting to study the Bible and understand the Bible and not just believe the Bible says what you want it to say, but you want to actually know what it says. So I commend the question. We've got to know the context. We've got to know if promises really are for us or just for some. This is a promise that's for everyone. So God gives this promise to Joshua, not because it was a unique promise to Joshua, but because it is a promise to everyone, and God specifically applies it to Joshua in Joshua 1:8, when he tells him, carefully follow everything written in the Bible and you will be prosperous and successful. How do I know this? Well, because the rest of the Bible clarifies and makes sure that we know this is available to everyone. So Psalm 1, for example, the very first psalm in the book of Psalms, verse 2 talks about how the person who is blessed, and that I think is another indication or way of saying prosperous and successful, the person who is blessed, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So this is very much like Joshua 1:8 language. It's talking about delighting in God's law and meditating on it all the time, day and night. That same phrase is in Joshua 1:8. If you are carefully studying and meditating on God's word, here's what is going to happen for you. Psalm 1 verse 3 says this: that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. It even uses that same word, to prosper. You're going to flourish. You're going to be like this fruitful tree. So Psalm 1, the assumption is that this is for everyone. That's how this is written. This isn't just for one person or one type of person. This is the person that meditates on God's law, that delights in it, that lives by it. They're going to flourish. They're going to prosper. And so the assumption in the Bible is that this is a promise for everyone, that at key moments, God specifically applies it to people like Joshua. Now, we see this in the New Testament as well. So don't think, oh, you know, that's just for the Old Testament. That was a time where God did things differently. Blessings maybe were more earthly then. That's what he's talking about. Well, first of all, being prosperous and successful is not really talking about just earthly, physical, material blessings. It's talking about a prosperous and successful life. And I'm going to talk more later about what does that mean. It's not just talking about money, in other words. It's not saying if you follow God's law carefully, you're going to be rich. No, it's saying if you follow God's law carefully, you're going to be prosperous and successful. And those are two very different things. I think most of us recognize that, but the Bible especially makes a great point about that. But I want to stress that even the New Testament talks about how if we carefully pattern our life after the Bible, which is God's instruction to us, we will be prosperous and successful. So this is in the teachings of Jesus. This is in the teachings of Paul. This is in Peter. This is in James. So, you know, we're covering Jesus, and then we're covering the three greatest leaders in the church. And we have specific scripture verses from all of these people that echo Joshua 1:8. Let me begin talking a little bit about Jesus today, and then I'll talk about the others tomorrow. So Jesus says, for instance, in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." And so here's the key. Jesus is saying, if you take upon yourself my teaching, if you walk according to my instruction, then you will have rest from being weary and burdened. I would say that's being prosperous and successful. You know, you can be rich and have burdens in life. I would say when you're free from burdens, when you have a sense of peace about life, enjoyment of life, you look forward to life, you have this vision, this hope, this passion for living, and you love the direction of your life, and you're confident that you're doing what you should do, and that your life is going to count, and that you're not going to have regrets at the end of your life. Okay, that's being prosperous and successful, and I think that's what Jesus is describing here when he talks about rest. All right, he's not saying, come to me and pray to me, and I'll take all your problems away. No, he's saying, come to me, learn from me, take my teachings upon you. And what Jesus taught is exactly what the whole Bible teaches. Jesus illustrated it. Jesus brought out some understanding, some clarifications, but he was helping us understand what the rest of the Bible already taught us about how to live life, what matters, who God is, what our purpose here is. So we're going to see some other places where Jesus does this as well, and look to some other leaders in the church tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.